Welcome to The Scoop, brought to you by Indeed, your weekly dose of internal talent news from here and around the globe. So grab your popcorn and open your mind as I hand you over to our anchors from Tarpod, Lauren Sharp and Craig Watson.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Scoop. I'm Craig.
And I'm Lauren.
What sort of weekly news do we have? Is it a big one or a little one?
Oh, it's reasonable. It's reasonable. There's a lot of chitty-chatty out there. Everyone's having a bit of a chat. The reverberations about Wajir are still going on and on, and I hope they keep going. It is International Women's Week.
Week, next year, month, the year after year, and then forever more.
Pretty much. I'm aiming for that. Really, it should be a week celebration. It's not just a day. We've got so much we want to try and cram into a week. So there's no way you're going to get crammed into a bloody day. But anyway, I digress. How's your week been?
It's early days, so good. Good so far.
Well, I know you're bloody happy because the football kicks off this weekend.
It does. It kicks off tomorrow, so we're very excited.
I know, and we did plan on having a Tarpod footy tipping competition this year, but
it crept up on us.
It just did creep up. So, unfortunately, it's a 2025 event now, everyone.
It is.
Yeah.
What have you got to kick us off today,
Loz? I'm going to kick off with a couple of acquisitions that have got the TA world abuzz.
Ooh.
Yeah, Workday acquires Hired Score.
Right.
So, significant and rare acquisition by Workday, who acquire the highly regarded Hired Score. So this is everyone's buzzing on this one at the moment.
They have. I've been seeing a lot of talk about it. Some saying that it's going to be fantastic. Some saying DM me for real deal on Hired Score.
Okay, interesting. So it's a bit of a watch this space. I've heard a lot of smart move by Workday from some of the pundits out there. Yeah. But the other one is Deel acquires Zavvi, another significant acquisition by tech unicorn, my favourite word, last week being Deel. Who add an employee engagement platform.
What sort of play are they making?
I don't know. They're fully integration of functionality with Zavvi, becoming Deel Engage, another module for Deel customers.
So it's interesting. These big players are really just starting to build it all in.
Well, Deel's grown out of from nowhere pretty quickly in the last 5 or 6 years, and COVID obviously gave them the kick that they needed. Yeah. Let's watch this space and see how they end up in the world.
Brilliant. The first one I've got, Lauren, is from Recruiting Brain Food and LinkedIn.
Ooh.
Marta Porto.
This is great.
Yeah. So Marta is a product marketing manager based in Europe, and she was laid off, right? And after applying for dozens and dozens of jobs and not receiving any interviews, she completely changed the game and produced a minute and a half video marketing herself. Being a marketer by trade, she said, "I'm the product," and it is brilliant. And it was uploaded to LinkedIn last week, and as of this morning, it's got 99,000 likes, 5,500 comments, and 3.7K reposts. It's a fantastic example of someone taking the initiative in a challenging market. So I suggest anyone who hasn't seen it, search for Marta, which is Marta Porto, Puerto, on LinkedIn, and prepare to be mind blown.
Well, I'm very keen to see how she goes in the job hunt now. I hope someone hires her from this and it's just not a big media frenzy. But, yeah, keep us posted, Marta. Please do. So I've got another. I loved this headline. This was great. It had me. A bloody disgrace.
A bloody disgrace.
I know, how Australian. I almost have to do that in a Kathy Kim voice. To me, it's a bloody disgrace. Kath? All right, so it's a bloody disgrace. AFR readers demand companies reduce pay gap. So coming from the Fin Review, obviously. So more than 80% of Australian Fin Review readers say that the gender equity benefits companies, with 71% believing that firms with large pay gaps between men and women need to proactively reduce them. So it was a really interesting survey that they put out to their readers. One of my favourite ones is, do you believe if men took on more domestic duties, such as housework, caring for children, elderly parents, etc., it would allow women to take on higher paying roles and contribute to the reduction in the pay gap? And 67% said yes.
Well, well, well.
So I believe that's a bit of a light bulb moment there, gents. Maybe those who aren't pulling their weight at home need to start doing so we can get more money. But on the back of that, though, because Qantas has announced as well that they're pushing for 40% female cadet pilot intake within 4 years. Now, they're aiming for an overall female cadet of 40% by 2028, though its intake at the moment at the Pilot Academy is just 20% women in recent years.
Mm.
Now, their base salary pay gap on the WGEA website is 39.3% in favour of men.
Which is bad.
It's bad. It's bad. But Australia's biggest airlines are pushing to get more women into the cockpit as the overwhelming well, we should say flight deck.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Cockpit is a bit old. The overwhelming dominance of men in lucrative pilot jobs globally pushes their gender pay gap as high as 53.5%.
And that makes a hell of a lot of sense. I'm not making excuses, but if for a company like Qantas or any airline, if pilots are the highest paid people in the business and they're nearly all male, it is going to reflect in their gender pay gap, right? So they the only solution is what Qantas are saying there. Let's get more women behind the wheel.
I agree.
Of those birds.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got one from our great sponsors and partners Indeed. Australian workers are the second happiest in the world behind India, according to a new survey by Indeed. 68% of us are happy at work the majority of the time. Not due to meaningful work, their boss, pay or work environment, but the main reason behind it was down to having a work bestie.
Am I your bestie?
Yeah, we're so happy. We're more than 68% happy time here, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Those who report having a friend at work are more likely to achieve their goals, more likely to feel satisfied at work, and more likely to have a sense of belonging.
You're my bestie, but I know your bestie's Bonnie.
Well, we've all got besties. I wonder who's Bonnie's bestie.
We'll have to ask Bonnie, who does she like better, you or me?
Well,
this is going to be fun.
And for your information, the story about this was featured on the panel on Channel 10 News just last week. But what I find, the funny thing I find there in that stat, it said we're second happiest in the world, but the stat says only 68% of us are happy. So I'd hate to think what the poor other countries are suffering from.
That means they just need to get more work besties.
I know. Well, it's hard.
Everyone has to have a work bestie.
It's hard these days.
Work husband.
But working from home and the people who are working as freelancers, how can they have a work bestie unless they've got their dog sitting next to them all day?
This is what hybrid working's for. We've got a work dog. You're my work husband.
I know. It's just so, but it's really interesting. Really interesting.
Well, on the back of that, though, Indeed, I've also got another one. Now, this has been published across a few different publications, but I pulled it out from Australian job ads declined 2.8% in February. Now, job advertisements in Australia dropped 2.8% in February, according to Indeed's data across ANZ, with the tech sector leading the decline in job ads over the past 12 months.
Mm.
Look, I'm not going to read too much into that. We've just come back from Christmas. It's February. We're ramping up again. And I got to say, I've had a pretty good couple of months in this year.
Yeah, you're seeing signs, aren't you?
I'm seeing signs that it's moving, so I'm not reading too much into this right now.
I wonder if they took tech jobs out of this data, what it would look like, given how hard it was in the tech market over the last year. I wonder.
Yeah, but we knew this was going to happen in the tech market because they overhired.
Yeah.
Everyone thought that Meta and Amazon were onto something, and that's why they were hiring.
It was FOMO hiring, wasn't it?
It was massive FOMO hiring, and it just got out of control. And then we've got the introduction of AI now, so a lot of these smaller jobs like help desks and are being replaced by some of these AI bots who are just tapping into the info on internal websites and things like that. So they are there, but you do need to still have that people point as well. It's just the face of work changing.
Mm. Not knowing what I've got on my sheet, I'm very surprised you led me in beautifully there about AI jobs and how they're changing the market. So I've got an article here from Bloomberg.com by Henley Wing Chow, and he says he analysed 5 million freelancing jobs from Upwork to see what jobs are being replaced by AI. So we're seeing the first real data in relation to what jobs are being replaced by AI, measuring jobs from Upwork from November 2022, which was the month before ChatGPT started, to February 14th this year. And he says, why should we analyze freelance jobs instead of actual jobs from large companies like Microsoft or Amazon? He said, one, if there's going to be any impact to certain jobs, we'll probably see it first in the freelance market because large companies are a little bit slower in adopting the AI tools. And second, it's clear from the latest Upwork earnings report that tech layoffs aren't affecting the freelance market like it is with corporates because revenue grew 14% year on year. So they're saying that if there is changes, it will be reflected in AI. So the three largest job group declines because of AI have been writing jobs, so that's writing copy and blogs,
yep.
Translation services, and customer service, which does include some tech. However, it was noted that in almost every other category on Upwork, there's been an increase, with the top three being video editing and production, accounting, and web and graphic design. So very, very interesting there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm.
Now, this one, it shocked me. It appalled me, my next article, and I had to shake my head and roll my eyes all at the same time.
She's doing it now.
Yeah, I am. Anyway, university maintained unwavering commitment to universal human dignity despite terminations. It's a HRD headline.
Mm.
Now, in a statement, the University of Florida said it is closing its office of the chief diversity officer, eliminating DEI positions and administrative appointments, as well as ending all DEI-focused contracts with outside vendors. The university said this is in compliance with the Florida Board of Governors Regulation 9.016 on prohibiting expenditure. Now, I'll explain what this is. This is another America's falling apart moment. The Florida Board of Governors bars state universities or state university direct support organizations from spending state or federal funds to promote, support, or maintain any program or activity, campus activities that advocate DE&I.
Really?
The regulation defines DE&I as any program, campus activity, or policy that classifies individuals on the basis of race, color, sex, national origin, gender identity, or sexual orientation.
Wasn't the Civil War back in 1860s fought over stuff like this? And didn't the South lose?
Oh, God.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's another complex conversation.
Yeah. I mean, this is state-based law.
This
so,
is.
And you look, the further you go south, the more inclined you are to see this sort of behaviour. But it just beggars belief.
Yes, and no. I unfortunately, there's a lot of different things going on over the Met. But I cannot believe that this is happening, that DE&I, the whole university, is now being removed.
We need to look really further into that and report back. This is
bullshit.
Yeah, and
it shouldn't be allowed to happen.
No, unbelievable.
But the other thing is, the dickhead DeSantis put an announcement out on Twitter saying DE&I is toxic and has no place in our public universities.
DeSantis, that was an actual tweet.
Tweet from him.
Wow. That
I can't believe that you've lost for words on this. I cannot believe this. But so many things are happening over there at the moment in I do believe there's three or four states who have changed their child labour laws, saying that as young as 12 years old can now work because they've got labour shortages. So they're now bringing back child labour.
I just given the way the world is moving in the area of DE&I and how far we've come and are continuing to track, this is a huge backward step. This is
massive backward step.
This is caveman stuff.
It just adds to all the other things that are going backwards. So when I read this, I just floored. But anyway, let's see where this lands.
Mm.
How many court cases are going to end up on this one?
Yeah.
But anyway, move on to events now.
Events. Who's going first?
You can go first on this one, buddy.
All right. So I have the meetup event. So Melbourne Rec Meetup social event is tomorrow.
Oh,
tomorrow
that's
at Beer
right.
Deluxe in Fed Square. I couldn't tell you, sitting here, I couldn't tell you whether it's fully subscribed or not, but I would jump on their meetup site just to try to get one of those last posies because the social events are really, really good. There's no presentation as such, but it's at these events often where people actually network to get jobs.
Yeah.
So it's
and
really
it's a really good venue too. It's close to transport and everything. So a nice
across the road from Flinders Street. You're away.
Get home pretty easily on that one.
Sydney Talent Meetup, redesigning your workplace through the shifting landscape of 2024, is March 27. So make sure that you jump on their site to
now,
register.
You're going to both of those events, aren't you?
I know. God, look at me, social butterfly.
Ooh.
And I'm going to both of them solo, aren't I?
You are. I'm taking some time off.
Oh, look out. Look out. And then Adelaide Rec Meetup, which we're both going to, is 11th of April. So make sure you pencil that in if you're a – would you call it an Adelaidean?
Radelaidean.
A Radelaidean. So make sure that you sign up there. And also, before you jump on yours, I'll just say that ITA's tickets or early bird tickets go on sale next week, 13th of March.
No fucking way. I thought it was the 12th.
12th of March. I'm bloody hopeless. I had all the dates right except that one.
I know. You were almost there this almost time, Tiger. There. Wow. I know, because we're both going to Adelaide and this will be our first meetup in Adelaide. Yeah. So I can't wait to get along. We'll turn up with some merch for everybody and I'm sure there'll be a few beers on the way down there.
Try some of the South Australian wines just while I'm there, I think.
Oh, a bit of a tipple?
Yeah, just a tipple.
All right, events. Talking about Fed Square, ATC's annual conference is on the 14th and 15th of October this year in Melbourne at Fed Square, everyone. So get that into the diary. Can't bloody wait. It's going to be awesome.
Are the tickets on sale yet? Do we know?
I don't know if the tickets are on sale, but I know it's got to hit the diary. I don't think they are. But also, Eden at the Rubber Band Network has announced Bounce 4 this year, Wednesday the 8th of May online.
Yeah.
Open to anyone in Australia and New Zealand. You jump online and get your learnings on a remote conference. They are always a good one that pop on in the background while you're working, all of those things.
Fantastic.
Now, also today, Brisbane would have just had their breakfast for the road shows from Benchmarks and Equity, talking about gender equity series and feeding you. So tomorrow in Perth, the 7th of March, you have got your breakfast. Melbourne, 19th, Sydney, the 20th, and Adelaide is at 27th of March.
Jeez, so more breakfast than Goldilocks.
Just jump on there. You get to see Nat and Steve and go along. I really do believe that this is going to be some bloody great topics.
So get involved in some of these events. Like we've said in the past and we'll continue to say, you don't improve your career unless you go and learn new shit.
But it's all about meeting and networking too. And I definitely agree with you on that one. So everyone, I think that's about it for me today. What about you?
Yep, no, it's a goodbye from me.
And a goodbye from me.